Young lasses, know of beauty bright, I precept of my good will, a lesson of love this day I write, the which I would have you remember still. If oaths and solemn vows have passed of constancy to any one, oh, keep them as long as life shall last, for they are the pledges of love alone. For wealth do not you call wrong, it is but to be bought and sold, you'll find by the sequel of this song that true love is better than crowns of gold. We find that wealth swift wings can take and never back return again, but true love nor sorrow or grief can shake, it will like a rock in a storm remain. A youthful lady in the West may though she many hundreds a year possessed, she loved a poor scholar of mean degree. When he her beauty first beheld, her charming graces did dim his sight. His heart with raptures of love was filled. She seemed like an angel of beauty bright. For loath he was to let her know how he did her dear charms adore, and what for her sake he did undergo, because she was wealthy and he but poor. At length he writ to her his mind and said, sweet lady, pardon me, in fetters of love I lie confined, your servant in sad captivity. While at your feet I bleeding lie, oh, don't destroy me with disdain. Afford me thy favor, sweet saint, for why true love is a sad tormenting pain. These lines, sweet lady, now receive, and think of what I do endure. My languishing life this day reprieve. 'Tis in your own power to kill or cure. As she these melting lines did read, with joy her eyelids straight run o'er, for this was right happy news indeed, because she had loved him long before. He was admitted to his love, who hand and heart did freely give, with solemn vows she would constant prove, while she had an hour and day to live. When her relations came to know that she this solemn vow had made, to her in an angry mood they go, still crying, "Why will you yourself degrade? This vow is better broke than kept. You may have one of high degree with that young lady in sorrow wept. Would you have me guilty of perjury? Are you my friend that would persuade a loyal love to turn aside, denying the solemn vows I made, and be a forsworn wretch?" she cried. "What shall I take your counsel now? Might I be made a monarch's bride, I never would wrong my conscience so, for all the wealth in the world," she cried. "My love to him shall ever hold, his person I shall still adore. Why should I be false for the sake of gold, when I have enough of my own before?"